They had three go over the wagon. You see, and one of them take the down run, the other two would pull along the side on two row.
Mm-hmm. Now, which row is the down row?
That's the one that the wagon's traveled, you see.
No, the one that gets knocked down. Mm-hmm. You just leave your stock standing out there in the field? Did you raise any other grain, oats or wheat?
Yeah, we raised some wheat and oats. Good either. That's all we farmed for a long time.
Uh-huh.
And planted about 40, 50 acres of cane to cut for the horses. Things uh-huh. like that.
Where did you store these? Your oats and your wheat and your cane?
Oh, we'd have a granary, we call it. Put it in.
Was this a separate building?
Well, most of the time we'd thrash. After we got thrashers, right, we'd just take and haul that grain and stack it back out there. And when we got to thrashing, we'd start hauling that grain to Ryan. Mm-hmm. Wasn't no water.
Uh-huh. Ryan was a big cow.
Well, he wasn't very big, but he got a lot of grain.
Uh-huh. Morica wasn't here.
No. I was a great big boy in Morica to start.
My goodness. Now, what did you do with your sorghum?
Do it what?
You said you raised some sorghum for the horses?
Well, we cut it, rake it up close to the barn, and just take an axe at night while we cut that cane with an axe. Give them all they'd eat all night of that cane.
Uh-huh. I bet they enjoyed that.
Oh, you could just hear them old horse and you was eating that.
Chomp, chomp, chomp. In the field when you were haying, did you ever have anything you call a haycock?
No.
A hay shock? How about oats?
Well, we shock them up.
Was this composed of bundles or?
Yeah. The oats would be in, so was the wheat.
Uh-huh.
It'd be a twine, we'd use twine strings, you see, and bind her tight.
Uh-huh.
Dump it out there in rows.
Uh-huh. Now, what was a shock of oats?
Well, it's just some, say, 15, 20 bundles. You start, just grab two and put them together that way, and just go mill it right around. Uh-huh. I'll put up a man one. Nice
I think the job would never be over, huh?
Well, I didn't care just so I'd get off that knife to run around. Go to those country dances in 10 or 15 miles, it looked like over the hill to me. I'd be by the time the fiddler got his fiddler tune.
How'd you go to the dance? On a horse?
How do I?
Did you go there on a horse?
Yeah.
How about later, when you might want to see a girl there?
I didn't understand.
How about later, when you might want to see a girl there?
Oh, well, I'd take her. A lot of times I'd take her horseback. She'd be riding one, I'd be riding one. A lot of times riding behind.
Uh-huh. And if you knew she came alone, what would you ask her if she was there? If you knew that she was going to go home after the dance alone,
ask her if I could take her home.
That's the fun.
And of course, if I was up behind her, I'd have to hold her on the horse.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'd have to fall off. I see why you didn't take the buggy.
You fell at these times.
At these dances with a fiddle, do they ever have a fella who play one of those things that you suck and blow?
Yeah. You mean blow your hand?